Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And we're going to change it up a little bit today. We're going to give you the fat guy recipe to the vegetable omelet. This is what you... I helped him out a little bit here, but the fat guy drove the ship on this one. And this was based on our trip this past weekend, right, Lee?
Right. We were at a hotel, and the guy made this amazing... Omelet, and his feature was chopped peppers, multicolored peppers.
A lot of different colors for the peppers. The green, the yellow, the reds, all
orange.
Were in there. Orange.
You had the rainbow.
The whole thing.
So
here's the thing, Lee. You also had a problem with it. I think one of the things that I saw with the guy is that you missed this, but when he went to go flip the omelet, a little bit of shrapnel. And, you know, I guess when you're in a hotel, you don't really mind a little bit of shrapnel. But I can tell you this. If I pulled that off at my house and I went to go flip that thing and some of it landed on the floor, my wife would have a cow.
Yeah.
So you got to be real careful. You got to be real. What are the key things that you need to learn, know about when you made your omelet? What do you have to know?
The key thing for me was using farm fresh eggs.
Farm fresh?
Yes.
As opposed to?
Grocery store.
Grocery store. Okay. Where did you get farm fresh? You have a farm
fresh? I have
a
connection.
Oh, you got them? And they tasted real good? Were they the jumbos?
No, regular size.
Regular size. How many did you go with? Three, four, five?
There was three of us, so we made six eggs.
At one time?
No, two omelets with three eggs each.
Two omelets with three eggs. Okay, great. And you shared that among how many?
Well, I'll tell you, we each made it differently. On my omelet, I used the chopped peppers, but on my kid's omelet, he used the chopped peppers and bacon and... cheese.
So he was aching for the bacon. That, and all of a sudden, now we take something good and turn it into something not so
even
good.
Even better.
Even better for you. So, okay. So any tips on making an omelet that you need to know about?
You got to have the right size pan. That's critical. You do not want a pan that is huge because you'll never be able to do it.
Unless you're strong like me. Because you have to be strong.
You can't do this in a big iron skillet.
Yeah. It's a little tough.
Iron skillet.
When you start flipping, you have to have strong wrists.
Yes.
Right? That's what we found
out. So you're able to flip it, because I was not able to flip it.
I'm strong. I'm a lefty. I use the left. I go with the left. I flip. I use the two-handed.
You have a left-handed pan?
Yeah.
I had a right-handed pan. I think that's where I went wrong.
You might have had
a left-handed, and that's probably why I messed up.
Yeah, using the wrong pan will hurt you.
They don't
label
it.
When you flip it, what do you need to know about the bottom of that
this
omelet?
This is the key. You chop all the stuff up. You put it in the pan.
Oh, you're not chopping as it's cooking?
No, it's chopped separately.
Okay.
Put it in the pan, and I use butter. You probably would use something not butter.
Pam. I use the pan.
Okay, so you have it there cooking. Then it's done cooking. You pour the eggs after you beat them, whisk them very much because you want it fluffy. Pour it in on top of the vegetables.
Heavy whisking.
First you drain all the liquid out of the vegetables. You don't want them
You want to cook the veggies first.
Right, and then you want to drain all the liquid out.
Yes.
Then put it back in the pan, and then put the eggs right on top of it.
Yes.
Don't separate them.
Right.
Let's all get along.
Yes.
They have to just
play together. Right, absolutely.
And then you got to just slowly ease that around so the eggs and the vegetables are all mixed together nice and even.
And the fat guy says, go with the bacon, the sausage.
Look.
The Dr. Fitness says, keep all that crap out of there.
It's your
keep
omelet.
It healthy.
I don't judge.
Yeah. It sounds like a great omelet. And there you go, the fat guy's way of making an omelet.
It's not that hard. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.